It's Ash Sade, and you're listening to I've Got Questions. This week, I speak to my brother Alan, and we talk about immigrating to Canada, some of the pranks he played in high school, his career in the music and entertainment industry, and more. Oh, and just a note, there's a little bit of swearing. Enjoy.
Hey, Alan.
Hello.
You're my brother, right?
Yes.
All right, let's get started. So, I don't even know where to start with you.
Uh-huh.
Because there's so much. Like, I want to talk about your childhood, because we have pretty different childhoods.
Uh-huh.
I want to talk about the phases you went through and where you are now. So, why don't we start with childhood? The reason I say we have different ones is we left Iran. I was five. I don't really remember much, but you actually did live there and go to school there and had a life there. Describe what you know and what you remember from Iran.
Like what part? Like going to school?
Yeah, just like what's your best memory of Iran? When you think back, what do you think of? What's the first thing?
I think about just how different shit was. Like, for example, going to school, like school there starts 1 week. It was from 8 a.m. till like 2 o'clock. And then the next week would be from like 11 a.m. till 5 p.m.
That's really weird. And this was all boys schools, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, it would be boys and girls, but the boys were all lined up on one side. So you would go to school, every kid would line up in the yard, and depending on what grade you're in and what class you're in, you would all line up in a straight line. And then these teachers would walk up and down the line after you, I think we like sang an anthem or some shit like that, I don't know. But the teachers would walk up and down the line and they would check your fingernails. If you had long fingernails, they'd hit your hand and tell you go cut your fingernails. And if you were wearing a t-shirt, that's a bad one. And you got to go home and like put on sleeves because, you know, you can't bare arms. And then the third one was if your hair was too long, get your ass home and get a haircut.
Did you ever get in trouble for any of those?
No, but I do remember. So I don't know if this is true, but from my memory, it's pretty true. But grade 1 to 3, the teachers all have to be women. So for my first 3 years, the teachers were all nice to me. They all loved me. Da, 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 da. You know, everything's good.
Everybody loves you.
Everybody loves me. Then you go to grade 4 and it's your first male teacher. So here I am like walking to school thinking everything's like peachy and da, 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 da. I'm walking to school and I see the kids that are in my class.
Right.
They're all just sitting there in the yard. And then I see the teacher with this like 6-inch hose, like a garden hose in his hand. And he's walking up and down, like eyeballing kids and like talking shit and ready to swing.
Which one am I going to beat up today?
Yeah, literally. And I just froze there. I'm like, oh fuck no. And I turned right around and I went home and I grabbed my dad. I came back and I'm like, I'm not going to this shit. This is crazy. He went in, he talked to the teachers like, you're not laying a finger on my kid. And then I don't remember what happened after that.
How many years did you go to school there? It had to be until grade 4.
I went there till the beginning of grade 4.
Yeah, because I started grade 1 for like 2 weeks and then we left.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Because we're on paper exactly 2 years apart.
But it's not because you were 3 grades below me. But when we came to Canada, you upped the grade.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't actually know how old we are or were.
No, I know how old I am. But what happens is, here's a little secret. The Canadian government likes to give you Canada's birthday as your birthday when you come to the country. Maybe just back then. So
we have, on paper, we have the exact same birthday, Canada Day.
Yep.
Exactly 2 years apart.
Yep.
And I found out that's not our birthday.
Yep.
Okay, so you remember school. What else do you remember about Iran?
Do you remember people your were friends? Just I remember friends. We played a lot of soccer. Played a whole lot of soccer. Just like doing dumb shit, like just being kids and doing stupid things. Like I remember going to a lot of the countryside. You know, visiting family, da, 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 like little cousins, stuff like that.
And do you miss any part of it?
Yeah, big time.
Which part?
Everything. Everything was sick back then because it's like a different vibe. It's like you're always on vacation type of vibe.
Yeah, that's pretty much my memory. It's only just playing and different hooligan adventures.
But then
nobody's watching.
I look at people there now and I'm like, shit, if I grew up in that environment, I would have been such a weirdo.
What do you think would have happened if you were still there?
Probably, no joke, and anybody that knows me, I'll probably be either in jail or some dumb, like something dumb there, because like everything I stand for, they're against.
Remember.
Of Iran?
Yeah.
The fact that, like, I don't want to say it, but it's like their weird obsession with, like, darkness.
They are a very depressed people.
Yeah.
Well, especially us, because we're Kurdish, which is another layer of darkness that we're persecuted.
Yeah, they've been persecuted forever. So they're like embedded in us to be like, we're ethnically mountain people. That's the first thing you got to understand. So we're lighter skinned. We have our own language. We have this and that, this and that. But it's like, we're from Iran. Our culture, a lot of it is Iranian culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we... like our parents lived in different parts of Iran their whole life too. So the Kurdish thing is one thing, being Iran is another thing, but they're all collectively just fucking depressing.
Do you think Kurdish people don't like identifying as being Iranian and they go, I'm Kurdish, I'm not Iranian?
Some do. Like, I'll meet like a Kurdish person from Syria, and this is my argument. It's like, me and you don't understand each other. Our language and by label is Kurdish, but I don't understand one word you're saying. Because their language is, they're Syrian, so their language is more influenced by Arabic. We're more influenced by Farsi. So our stuff is more Persian-oriented, they're more Syrian. The Turks, the Kurdish people in Turkey, they speak Turkish Kurdish, which is like another whole fucking...
different.
And then you got the Iraqi Kurds. We kind of understand, but we don't, because they're, again, Arabic-influenced. So besides having like an old bond, we're really not like... united as much as people wish to be. So they have this like self-loving thing that they go on, but really you're from that country.
Like, oh, I see what you mean. Like, you know, hey, I mean? We're Kurds first.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, we're Kurds first and then whatever second. But it's really like, okay, cool.
It's the reverse.
But why? Why do you have to be so tribal?
Do you pick one or the other? Are you Kurdish or Iranian?
I might care.
Even better.
I'm the most Iranian person and the most non-Iranian person, if people know me. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about leaving Iran. What do you remember about leaving? When did you find out? Because I was so young, I had no idea what was happening.
I remember we left at like 10 o'clock p.m. I had a little journal. I wrote it down. 10 p.m. We left on a train to go to Turkey. And that was about it.
Do you remember the train rides?
Yes,
there was
I do.
Two of them.
Yeah,
I'll never forget.
One was insane because we went over this cliff that looked like everyone's going to die. So the whole train's praying in every language you can think of. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
I remember mom being terrified, looking out the window. She's like, "This is the bridge where everyone dies."
I'm like, sick. That's awesome.
We hit that train. Then we got on a boat in the middle of the night.
Yep. Remember the boat?
Was it the Caspian Sea? Is that what we were crossing?
I have no idea.
Nobody told us anything. Middle of the night. And do you remember the next train, the Turkish one?
It's kind of like all a blur. All those train rides were kind of a blur because we never really rode a train before that.
No, but I remember the one in Turkey was frozen. Like, there was no heating and I had to go to the bathroom and it was just like a frozen toilet. Like, I'll never forget that.
I don't remember that at all. That's crazy.
No, you're lucky you didn't go on that. So we lived in Turkey for almost 2 years. What do you remember about Turkey?
Turkey was fun as fuck. I love Turkey. It was different. Everyone's free. You could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, we didn't go to school or anything like this.
No, we didn't go to school. We just chilled for 2 years.
We're basically in hiding because you couldn't tell people you're Kurdish.
To a certain degree, yeah.
And then we just had to wait for the UN and you're just waiting, doing nothing all day. Remember finding out that we were leaving? Because this is, again, another thing.
Yeah, so...
just one day we're like, hey, we're packing and going.
Yeah, so it's like, okay, we're going because we had an uncle that lived in Germany, some wealthy uncle that our mom didn't like. And then there was...
that's a theme.
Yeah, and then there was this country called Canada. I'm like, what the fuck? What is this place? And I had a little map. I'm like, it's huge. I've never heard of it. Like, and I loved maps at that time. And I'm like, what is this place? And then mom was like, let's just go here. I'm like, all right, I guess we're going like there. Cause the only reason we didn't go to Germany was because of our uncle that was there. So we could have ended up in Germany and things would be a whole lot different.
So I remember, like, I don't remember. I've asked since then. And when we were accepted, it was like, you could either go to Canada, Germany, or Australia. But I think
they had different
waiting times, and Canada maybe was the first one to come through.
Canada's like, come.
Yeah,
don't even worry about anything.
What year did we come to Canada, and where did we land?
It was December of 92 in Regina, Saskatchewan.
And do you remember getting off the plane? Do you remember any of that?
Yeah.
Do you remember we leave the airport and the snow was taller than us?
Yeah.
And like, it was like middle of the night.
In the hell is this? I've never seen snow like that.
And there was some Asian guy who welcomed us, and he tried to speak Kurdish. I remember that.
I don't remember that. That's hilarious though. Yeah. Damn, I wish I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that. And then we went to some like immigrant center for 2 weeks while they tried to sort where we were going to live. Do you remember that place?
Some of it. I really don't even really think about that stuff too much. Like I don't, it's all a blur. It's weird. That whole Regina thing was a blur.
You just never think about Regina?
No.
That's the place I had the most fun.
Regina?
Yeah, I have the best memories of that. Because
I'll give Regina credit for one thing. That's where I discovered professional wrestling.
Yeah, and baseball. We played a lot of baseball.
Baseball too.
And I remember when we landed, we went to like the... And we discovered Home Alone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And those kind of movies. And I remember going to the superstore. Do you remember going there and like getting a baguette and peanut butter? And we're like, they don't have bread here. They don't have good food here.
They don't have anything. Where are we? Yeah. Like the food was so strange. Everything's in a box. Why am I buying food in a box?
Yeah. And we learned to skate in the driveway.
Yeah, I was skating up and down the street. What a pure immigrant. Frozen. Yeah, frozen streets.
We learned everything Canadian there.
Yeah, basically. I mean, you're in the whitest place in Canada.
Yeah, there was another Iranian family and you just become
friends. But I'll give Regina one thing I do remember. So Regina apparently is like 60% senior citizens from what I understand. And maybe because of that, but like they're the nicest people I've ever met in my life. I'll never forget how nice the neighbors were. I'll never forget like how nice generally people in Regina were. Like they were insanely nice. They were so welcoming to immigrants. Like it was so weird.
I don't think it would happen today.
Fuck no. Like maybe, I don't know. I don't know Regina anymore, but like Canada just was so welcoming back then.
Yeah, our neighbor was really nice to us. I remember in school, everyone was like, the teachers were like, taking care of us
too. Yeah, man. That thing influences like immigrants, you know, when you're welcome. Like you accept their Canadian culture way more. That's why we're like...
You know, that's a good point. If you come in and the first thing you get is like people looking at you funny, then you'll never be comfortable.
No. When you come in and they're like, yo, there's this thing called baseball and Toronto Blue Jays and they're about to win the World Series. You're like, oh shit. Like, you're like, what did you do? You hit a ball with a bat. Sick. Let's play. Like that, it's just that simple. And all of a sudden you're accepting all their culture.
And I think that's what happened. Like people would give us like baseball hats and baseballs and
shit. Regina, Saskatchewan Rough Rider shit. Remember that?
That's it. And then someone gave me girl skates. We didn't know they were girl skates. Uh-huh. And people didn't laugh that much.
No.
I probably would have bullied me more than I got bullied there.
Somebody gave me one of those classic, like the foot and a half wrestling action figures that were all plastic. Like it was all rubber that didn't move.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I think it was one of them was Big John Studd. Like, I don't know because it was like some white guy with long blonde hair and he was huge.
There's only like 1 or 8,000 wrestlers.
Yeah, back then in the '80s, right? But that's when I discovered wrestling in Regina, Saskatchewan.
What's your first memory of wrestling, that toy?
That and Hard Work Bobby Walker.
That's really specific. What do you remember about that? Like, was it on TV?
Yeah, man. We were at like one of these, a neighbor. No, I think our dad was trying to buy a car from an Indian dude. And he's like, yeah, come over. You can buy our car, but you got to have dinner with us. So we're like, all right. Yeah. So we go there, discover tandoori chicken for the first time.
I don't remember this.
Insane chicken. The guy like, what a chicken. I'll never forget it. It was red. It was the first time I've ever seen like a chicken on a barbecue that was fully red.
We got to take a tangent about chicken. You never ate chicken as a kid.
No.
Do you remember why you never ate chicken?
Yeah, because they were all boiled. It was disgusting. Yeah. Fuck boils meat. That's the most disgusting thing you could ever do is boil meat. Yeah. Meat is supposed to be on fire. That's it.
Yeah, boiled meat and not just any meat. It'd be like the whole body, the head, boiled.
Disgusting. Then I came here and discovered chicken nuggets because my boy was working at McDonald's and when we ordered 10, he gave us 100 and then we just eat chicken nuggets all day.
All right. So you go to an Indian guy's house, you have some tandoori chicken and he had wrestling.
Yeah. And then he had a wrestling on this like little screen and it was like some guy named Hard Work Bobby Walker. And mind you, like again, we haven't seen black people that much because in Iran, there's no black people. In Turkey, we didn't see any black people. So in Regina, there's definitely no black people in Regina.
Negative black people.
Yeah. And then, so I see this black guy on TV and he's jacked and he's on WCW. And I'm like, who the fuck? And he went in the ring and he was like some shitty wrestler back then. But it was like my first glimpse of like a wrestler.
I think it's coming back to me because I don't remember where it was in Regina. I know it was Regina and I remember Ric Flair.
Yeah.
Because you can't forget his robe.
No.
And you just said WCW. It had to have been.
Yeah. It was in one of those small little. You remember that ring that like rotates?
Yeah.
It was one of those shows.
All I remember is his entrance.
Yeah.
And then I remember Bret Hart on TV too.
Yeah.
I think that was Regina.
Bret, was the, like the nail in the coffin for me to be a true Canadian. Like that's a Canadian hero.
What do you remember about school in Regina? Was it hard for you to go to school there?
No, I don't remember much, but.
You don't think about Regina at all, eh?
No, don't really.
Is that on?
My hard drive's full. You know what I mean? Like I can't really create space. There's no folders for Regina.
You don't have some like trauma from Regina?
No, not really.
You just don't think about it?
No. Oh, I remember getting in trouble with our dad because he caught me listening to Ice-T on a cassette. And he pulled me by the ear from my friend's house and like brought me home because he's like, "What the fuck are you listening to?"
How did he even know it? You shouldn't.
He like because I wasn't supposed to be at that guy's house.
Okay.
So he was bad influence, and I went there and the guy played Ice-T Cop Killer, and I'm like, "Whoa!" And then just like, yeah, I discovered hip hop for the first time in Regina.
Everything happened in Regina.
Basically.
Yeah.
And then he came in and he's like, while he's coming in, we're just standing there like 2 10-year-old kids just bobbing our heads to Ice-T, and he's like, I think the Ice-T thing pissed him off more than me not being home, and he's just like destroyed me.
I'm surprised he knew what Ice-T was, or that you should.
No, it was just hip hop.
You know, like the beat just didn't like
and
the
swearing
noise.
And the noise and the energy.
Do you remember having to move to Ottawa? Do you remember like it even happening?
Mm-hmm.
We drove for 3 days.
Yeah. I remember that drive. That sucked. What
did you think of Ottawa compared to Regina? Do you have a comparison? Did you care?
No,
back
not
then?
Really. I didn't even compare it really. No.
See, it was like harder for me because I was like, oh, finally I get to go to school because I watched you for years in Iran. And then now we have to move. But for you, it was easy. And I thought that was the hard part because you're more aware.
No.
Okay, let's skip ahead. I've basically only gone to school in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Rule bound. Already you talked about listening to Ice-T. When did you start not being like typical immigrant, hard, like studying, shy in Iran? It doesn't sound like
I was never like that. I was never shy. I was never like that. Like, I was always like, I like to live. You know what I mean? Like, I was never shy. That's the thing. The shyness was like towards like certain people or whatever, but I was generally, I was pretty like open to a lot of things.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would describe you as shy now. I just assumed like, oh, you came here and you opened up, but I don't think you
ever. It was more like music played a big role in my life. So music always played like a huge role in my life, even today, you know? Then it was like from Ice-T to like hearing
rock after that.
Yeah, I went to rock, but the thing is like I went to hip hop and then went to rock because my friends like rock and I was a huge Green Day fan. Again, it was because there were outlaws, like the green hair, and back then, you know, people don't understand, there was no internet back then. So what you heard in school about a certain artist, that was the truth, no matter what was said. Oh, yeah. Marilyn Manson has a third tit. Really? Oh, yeah. Man. He cut his own hand off and put a saw on it or a hook. It's like, whoa. So these guys were bigger than life. These are the things that like broke that immigrant boundary for me.
But why are you attracted to these things? Even today we were talking about like, oh, look at these cool pictures. They look like outlaws. Why are you attracted to that side of the world?
I don't know. Because I identify myself probably with one of them.
Do you know when you started to?
I just like, you know what it is? I don't like when someone tells me what to do, I think.
Yeah, no, that's obvious.
I don't like when people tell me what to do. So I always like to create my own thing.
Do you remember when it started? Like in Iran, did you follow the rules until you saw this guy with a hose and you're like, no, I'm out?
No, like I like to push it. I like to push it to like where I can't push it anymore, but I'm not crazy like that. No.
Do you remember like a time when you got in the most trouble in like grade school? Was there like anything that happened? Some detention, but that's probably just normal, typical.
I think I convinced a kid in grade like 5 to burn down a corner of the classroom. And everybody knew I convinced them. And when the teacher came in, he gave the fucking kid such a lashing in like office. It was one of those portables. And then the teacher I remember him so well. He came up to me. He's like, I know it was you. I know you convinced him. And I will prove it. I will prove it. And I just had a smile on my face like, you can't do shit. And it was just, I think that's where it probably started.
That's Regina Public School, right? Because I remember waiting for you for detention every day.
Yeah. Like, the cool thing about that teacher, too, was that I remember him. He was an old guy that rode a motorcycle, so I liked him, and he was really stern.
Yeah.
But every time he gave me detention, which was basically every day, he made me fill out. He's like, here's a big sheet. You have to write whatever you want on both sides.
Just to get you to write?
Just to get me to write.
So
I don't care what you want to write. You want to write, I want to hang Mr. whatever his name was? Write it. So I would write the filthiest, craziest, I'm going to hang you. I'm going to da 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 da. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I would be dying laughing writing this shit, you know? And I would hand it in with the biggest smirk on my face while playing myself because I've been there for 2.5 hours when I could have been there for 10 minutes.
When did you realize he was playing you? Like years later?
No, I realized like 6 months later when I keep getting detention and then I'm like, I actually kind of want to go now. And he's like happy to give me detention.
Teacher from a movie. How many teachers do you remember positively?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, I think most people, maybe it's like 2 or 3. Yours is more than 2 or 3?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Why? Like, what did they do besides this guy?
Some of them were really shitty and some of them were good. And not really good. Like, there's maybe 1 or 2 that were really good. But a lot of them were just shit teachers. And it makes me, like, laugh that, like, how bad they were.
So, other ones that you liked.
Yeah.
Besides this guy, what, describe the other ones.
Well, I have one. That like he was, so we had a I was in high school and then word got out that we're getting a new gym teacher and the gym teacher is like this crazy world judo master, you know, killer, this, that, and I'm like, whoa, what is that, you know? I'm expecting some big guy, this and that, and this little man came in and he's 5'2" Japanese guy and I'm like, what?
Cauliflower ears.
Yeah, cauliflower ears and everything, and I'm like, what? Like, this is the killer. And then we had like gym class and then he showed us a little bit of judo and then I'm like, whoa, like it blew my mind. I'm like, this is something else. And then a massive fight happened in our high school. It was like 30 on 30. And when I went to see what's going on, I see bodies just getting fucking tossed. Like it was literally a movie and nobody can see who's doing all this because he was shorter than everybody. But this man was just tossing everybody.
Was this the fight where people were getting stabbed by peppers?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember this fight.
Yeah. Big fight. And then, you know, and then I started going to his shit and then he told me like, you know, if you don't skip class, you can come train at my school for free.
And you were already into the martial arts.
Yeah.
You were doing Taekwondo?
Yeah, that was whack.
When did you start Taekwondo? I don't remember,
like 15 maybe.
And you just picked it randomly?
No, my friend Ron was doing it because he was a black belt in Taekwondo and he was doing some crazy kicks and stuff. I was like, whoa. And back then like martial arts was cool, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's still cool, but like, he was doing all this flashy stuff and I really wanted to start it. So I went to his school and it was amazing. The teacher was amazing, this and that. But I went to a tournament and realized like, it's not the martial art for me.
Were you good at it?
I was pretty good, yeah. It's too easy in my opinion for what it was.
You like judo more?
Because it's practical. Because the first day I went, I sized up a guy and I thought I had him because I was, you know, I got this guy. And he's just like some dorky looking dude that like, I'm like, I could like slap this guy, you know? He grabbed a hold of me in 3 seconds, like destroyed me, like tossed me 10 feet in the air and I hit the mat for the first time, like all the wind knocked out of me. I'm like, I like this.
Were you not attracted at all to wrestling? Because we had a wrestling coach too there.
Wrestling was cool, but I like submissions and wrestling doesn't let you do that. I think wrestling's fun, but the technique in wrestling is very minuscule stuff that you have to repeat over and over and over and you have to be in insane shape to be a good wrestler.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the wrestling training is, I think, the hardest martial art ever, if you want to consider wrestling a martial art, to train for.
Is wrestling more dependent? Like, there's obviously technique, but if you are stronger, you have an edge.
Yeah, but that's one element. If you're stronger, you have faster technique, you have better footwork. That's like anything else. Like there's at that level, it's a game of like percentage. So if you're 1% better than another guy in this area, then, you know, you have the edge.
And how's that different from judo? Is judo just memorizing?
Well, you have a lot more techniques in judo. You have a lot of more weapons you can use, you know. Wrestling, the whole point is to get a guy on his back one time.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In judo, you can throw the guy on his back. You can submit the guy on the ground, you know. You can pin him on the ground. There's different ways of winning.
Fair to say, like checkers and judo is like chess?
That's actually really good. Yeah, that's really good.
Because there's more levels.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Nice one.
How good did you get at judo?
I was pretty good. I got my black belt in it. That's a pretty good accomplishment. I broke a lot of my body though.
What did you hurt?
I broke my collarbone and separated my shoulder, 2 discs in my back. My neck has like permanent injury. My knees are destroyed.
From like high school judo?
Yeah.
When did you stop or are you still doing it?
No. Okay. So I stopped in like 2006 and then I started training again, but I didn't do judo. I started doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Why did you change?
Because I did Brazilian jiu-jitsu while I was doing judo, and Brazilian jiu-jitsu is more groundwork.
Okay.
So more submission stuff. and it's more fun. I like it. It's more of a chess thing. And then here, I remember when I came to Toronto, I'm like, I got to start again because I have too much aggression and I got to get it out. And it's amazing for you. Like, it's for mental health and everything. It's amazing. And it's practical. So I found a teacher that I knew. His name is Wagner Fabiano. He's like the best person on the planet when it comes to this shit.
Right.
And I found out where he trained at, and I went and saw him, and the rest is history.
So you said you had a lot of aggression. I remember you were always like dreams. You were either like bipolar, like medically, but you had really high highs and low lows. Yep. You didn't really have a middle.
No.
Like when you were growing up?
Yeah.
But you are so much more calm now.
Yeah.
You were pretty ramped up in the mornings. I can get you ranting. I probably will.
Yeah.
Do you have this change? Did you see this change?
Life is short, and certain medicines are really good for you.
Like Jesus?
Yes. No, man.
In high school, I remember you getting in trouble. What's the thing you remember getting in trouble for the biggest? Or maybe you don't. For you, it was in trouble.
Too much shit. I can't even. That's a whole different podcast.
Do you remember any one thing that happened that made you think like, oh, I got to change something?
In high school?
Yeah.
No, man. High school was just to chill.
Shed in the cake?
No, that was amazing. That's a legendary story that everyone will talk about. Yeah.
Because I'm going to get it wrong.
Yeah. So there was this poor guy broke his neck by accident, and there was a huge fundraiser for him because he was a sweetheart of the school, which he was.
He
was
and he wrestled too, right?
He wrestled, and he was a crazy soccer player. It was really tragic what happened to him. But he was horse playing or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And he broke his neck, but in class by accident. So they were having a fundraiser for him to bake a cake, and we hated one guy that like one of those typical school nerds that like every teacher loves, you know what I mean? That like you just want to some people, you know?
Okay.
So this guy, we're like, our goal in life is for this guy to buy our cake that we're gonna put an entire fish's head into it, you know, like a live fish head, right? Massive, with the eyes and everything. And we did it. We put it all in. This.
Did you guys buy a cake or did you bake it?
No, we bought the cake, cut out the middle, bought the head, stuffed it in, and put whipped cream all over it.
Where did you buy the head from?
From some grocery store.
Okay, because I haven't seen fish head at like long.
The guy was like, what do you mean you want to buy a fish head? I'm like, just give me the fish head.
Okay. All right, so you bake this thing, then you have the bake sale?
Yeah, and it wasn't just me. It was my friend John and Fadger, who were notorious pranksters at that time. But
okay, so we have the bake sale. How do you even coordinate to be...
I don't know. It was fate, I swear to God. But the thing is, the guy bit on it, and the whole fucking school knew what was going on, except these fools, right? And an immigrant couple who are also the sweetest couple in the school, okay? And what happened was the kid bit like $18 on it, and that was it. Everyone's like anticipation, holy shit, fate brought the cake to this guy. He's going to buy it. And all of a sudden, the girl, the sweetheart, she's like, $19. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my God. And the whole place just went silent. The girl grabs the cake. They sell it to her. Everyone's just like waiting for it. She's like, her and her boyfriend with like two forks just going in, having like a little date in the foyer. And all of a sudden you hear, ah! And she passed out.
So I remember you told me you were
going to... She saw the head through the cake and passed out.
You told me you were going to do this. Yeah. I told my friends that he said he's going to do this. I couldn't imagine it. And then we were playing basketball in the gym. Mm-hmm. We're playing. You hear a scream. And I go... That had to be the fish head.
Yep.
And I'm like, I can't believe he actually did it. The fish
legendary.
Head.
Got suspended for 5 days. Even though our principal was on the microphone on top of the stage yelling, it's a fish head, it's a fish head, and laughing his head off. He brought us into his office after. He was still wiping his tears away from laughing. I'm not bullshitting you. And he's like, even though that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, the parents are forcing me to suspend you guys for 5 days. So consider it a vacation. And I was so happy. Like, it was amazing.
You have to murder someone today to get suspended for 5 days.
No, well, because it was some fucking shitty science teacher. She was like super left wing, like, meh. And she was like, they could have killed them with the fucking toxic distaff from the fish head. Like, shut up, fuck. It's fine. Like, they didn't even eat the fish head. Like, so they had to suspend us.
Feeling on high school. You just had fun.
It was the shit.
You had a lot of fun.
Yeah. I did everything and anything in high school.
What did you do after high school? It's blurry for me.
It's blurry for me too.
You went to school.
Yeah, I went to school. I worked in the bar business. That was the greatest time ever. in Ottawa. I did everything. I did everything till I got to Toronto.
How did you get into the bar business?
My friends just, there was a bar that we always went to and...
You did music promotion too?
Yeah.
Do I remember this?
Right? Yeah, music promotion. Everything you can think of.
What are you doing now?
I have my own company that we do a lot of branding stuff. We work in the music industry.
Ottawa, I remember you had like a similar company, but it wasn't just for music. Like you had printing.
Yeah. I've always been in the media.
We got our first computer in Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly. Shout out to Photoshop 2.0.
Where we called it Adobe. Mm-hmm. And then I learned it's actually Adobe. And Macromedia.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all that stuff. Did you learn craft? Was there anyone who guided you? You just jumped into
it? No, I did it all. I figured it all out myself. Honestly, nobody has taught me anything. I'm not even going to lie. Like when it comes, like now it's different. But when I first started, like I learned Photoshop, Illustrator, all those softwares on my own because I had to. Like I would get these projects or like somebody would do something I didn't like. And I'm like, okay, I got to do it myself. So I would have to learn how to do it and then do it.
So do you just say yes to everything and then figure it out after?
Not everything, but yeah, pretty much.
What's the hardest thing you have to do? Is there like a one project or one job you had that you remember? You're like, this is going to be impossible and somehow you figure it out?
Pretty much all of them. It's like at a certain level in what you do, it's like when you're talking about wrestling and stuff back before, it's like it's a game of inches. So one small mistake can cause the whole building to collapse. So every project now is like, it's very serious, you know? So you don't want to make any mistakes.
Is there one that you made a mistake and you're like, holy shit, never again?
Yeah, but there have never been any like catastrophic mistakes. No, I've never done anything like that. Just little things here and there.
What's the coolest experience you have because of work? Because there's some things like, I can't believe the places you've been, the people you know.
Yeah.
What's the first, like, do you have a memory of like, oh shit, like I made it to a different level?
There's not like a moment. It was more of like the people that I'm around.
Do you even feel like you're on a different level now?
No, I live like the way I want to live. Like I've never, and that's the thing. Like a lot of people, like my girlfriend always tells me like, you got to stop and smell the roses sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
No, but to me, it's like, this is normal to me. Like I'm expected in my mind, I'm already expecting to be here and doing this. I got to go further. So it's never like, I'm not done yet, you know,
yeah.
To smell the roses kind of thing. But like I'm fortunate enough to, I met a certain, you know, people when I was in Ottawa. That reshaped my career and life. Like these guys gave me an opportunity. They helped me out when I first started because they believed that I could do a job.
What was the opportunity? Or they're just like here?
Just come. Anything. Like, yeah, there was a lot of different opportunities. And it was more like, you know, can you do this? And I said yes. And I had to figure it out a lot of times, you know, to do it. But I made sure I hit the deadline and I made sure I delivered quality in whatever I said I was going to do, no matter what it was.
Do you have for...
And that was it. And then, you know, I was fortunate enough to meet these guys and, you know, and I still work with all of the guys that I kind of grew up with in this business, you know?
So you work in like the entertainment music industry.
Yes.
You've always told me it's a lot different than everywhere else.
Yeah, big time.
What advice do you have for people who want to get into this world? Like, who do you see succeeding? And you're like, those are the qualities you should have.
You got to like stop, stop bitching and whining. Like, that's a big thing. You got to understand that it's a competitive world these days. You know what I mean? Like performance is everything. What you do, me, you, Barack Obama, and I don't know, Desmond Tutu, all have 24 hours in a day. You get what I'm saying? Like what you do in your hour and how much value you bring into your craft versus other people, you got to really evaluate that and make sure you can maximize it because that's what makes us on a different level than somebody else.
You see people fail, is there something you could point to and be like, those are the reasons, like either your personality or you did this?
Yeah, like a lot of times people like to emulate other people.
Yeah.
Like nobody has really creative ideas, original ideas. And now like the Canadians, like everybody, the States is the market that everybody looks at.
The States?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's the golden standard, right? But the talent now, because of the world that we're living in, like a lot of it comes from Canada. And we're the lead creative people that are running a lot of stuff behind the scenes. And it's Canadians because we come with original ideas and creative ideas, you know? And it's cool to see that. Like these young kids, man, like there's some, like the talent pool that's in Toronto, let alone in Canada, it's mixing, you know? It's amazing.
Did you move to Toronto because of work?
Yeah.
Or did you always want to move here and you're like, now I have my reason?
Both. And I got tired of Ottawa, but yeah.
What do you like about Toronto?
I like the fact that it's a hustle every day. It's fast paced. It's no nonsense. Like, it's like, you know, you can get hit by traffic if you don't move fast enough. I like that.
In 2 days, I'm exhausted because it is nonstop. The days fly by, which is nice, but it is nonstop. You go out on the street. Well, maybe it's where you're living, but it's like noise and construction, and you're like, watch out for that car.
No, I
that
love it.
That guy's going to run you over.
Yeah, I love it.
That fits personality.
Yeah, big time.
I remember a few years ago, I was here and we were driving and you told me something. I'm like, oh, it clicked. Everything clicked. Where you were saying you had a lot of noise in your head growing up. That I remember teachers always saying, because mom would complain to me, they're like, oh, he's so smart. If only he would focus. And I wonder, like, if it was today where we know more about this stuff, if your life would have been different because someone would have noticed, like, he needs to focus. Isn't like, you just have to tell the guy, like, slap him in the back of the head and say, focus. Or if they actually knew, like, he needs to focus, let's come up with strategies and actually help, if your life would have been different. Do you even care if your life would have been different?
No. I like my life.
I'm not saying you don't like
your life. It's like, I get what you're saying, but it's more of a, like, I like the fact that the progression was the way it was.
Yeah.
So if something got changed back then, I would probably be, in a different place, but I don't know if I like it. Like, I'd be too smart for myself, you know?
Well, and I'm learning now. I was on the outside looking at it. It didn't seem like you were having as much fun because you would have fun, like the high, and then the low was all this trouble. But it doesn't seem like the trouble you cared about anyway, so all you have is highs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, this is where I
live in the clouds.
Yeah.
I invented iCloud.
Yeah. So when you look back at the last 5 years, can you see like, holy shit, I've grown this much?
Yeah, big time.
Do you have that in you where you look
back? Well, the projects I'm working on, you know, I don't really want to name the projects. Yeah, you know, I've always been like that. I don't like to brag.
You don't gloat.
No, I don't gloat. I don't like that. It's just not in my personality. You can do whatever you want, you know? But the people I work with, I have such like crazy respect for them, for their craft and like what level they're at, that it's like, yeah, if I'm working with you, I guess I'm on that level. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's where it is for me. And that's about it.
Do you have an end goal? Or are you just, I'm going with the ride, I'm growing, and that's good enough?
With what, career?
Yeah.
I just want to keep growing with the people that are around me because we're like a family. Like everybody that I work with, no matter if I work with you one day a week or 7 days a week, if I work with you, you're like a family member to me and my peers. So I like growing with these people.
And why do you think you guys have become a family? Is it because you all have similar personalities? You all work hard? All of you?
Yeah, man. Because we're all immigrants. That we're like, no, we're not going to abide by these rules that whatever, you know, what's going on, we're going to do our thing and we're going to be successful at it. Legit.
A bunch of rebels. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's really interesting to see someone who in high school was like not organized, didn't care about school, and now super career oriented where you're working like 24 hours a day. You're with a bunch of other rebels who are excelling.
Yeah, but it's not work. See, that's the thing. When you're fortunate enough to do what you have passion for, it's not work anymore. It's just your life. Like my Monday is my Saturday. My Wednesday is my Tuesday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I would talk to you and I'm like, oh, what are you doing this weekend? You're like, I'm working on this thing. And I'm like, oh man, you need a break. He's like, I don't need a break because I'm not working.
I'm not working.
So you feel pretty lucky then?
Very lucky.
The formula of like, you got to keep your head down, work hard, and then you'll be successful, which is a story like I follow.
Who came up with that shit?
No, that's like the default immigrant thing, but most people follow.
No,
this.
It's
like,
just
go to school, go to university, get your career, buy your house, buy a car.
See, that's how they kill it. You know, that's how they kill the suit.
What's the suit?
Like the men's suit.
What about it?
I heard this on another podcast, but like the guy was right. I think it was Guy Ritchie who was saying it. He's like in the '50s, up until the '50s, people wore suits
all the time,
all the fucking time.
Yeah,
because that was like that's how you dress. You know what I mean? You put work into your outfit, you know? People are judging you by that.
By your suit.
And then when the factory working shit started happening, the used car salesman stuff started happening, the suit was mandatory for work. So people stopped caring about how they look.
No, I get it. Because it's like an outfit.
Exactly. Now it's a uniform.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not your branch or your personality or your creativity. So that happens to a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? But that mentality... It's like, you got to be like this and everybody's the same and this and that. I was never for that.
No, it's not so much like everyone has to be the same, but like, I want to have a good life, be happy. successful. Everybody whether was. It's financially. This is the formula to do it. You never believed it.
No.
Because you just don't believe authority.
Well, no, it's not. No, it's not. I don't believe authority. I do believe in authority. I just don't believe in. Listen, like what works for you works for you, and works for, what works for me works for me. You know what I mean? To a certain degree, I can tell you and coach you on what the right steps are to get to where you need to go. But the rest is up to you, because you have your own personality traits that are going to influence which way you're going to go. So I can't dictate to you. Like, I can't just say this is 100% formula. This is like 60% of it. Figure out the 40. That's our motto. Figure it out.
I don't know if I'm getting it across. Like, I followed the typical formula for success. I'm happy. You're right. Yeah. Like, it worked for me. But for me, it was like, okay, here's a blueprint. I can follow it. For you, it seems like it was a blank page and you had to figure it out.
Yeah, it's creative like that. Like, you get to decide when you want to do something or how you want to dress, or who cares what other, like, you know what I mean? Like, as long as you're following the basic principles, sure. Everybody wants to be happy and have kids and this and that. Some don't want to have kids. Who cares, you know? But
do you
how you, huh?
Do you want to have kids?
Yeah, of course. But like, the way I get there and when I want to have kids and shit, like, nobody's writing that rule for me. Nobody should write that rule for anybody. No, but a lot of people do. Society writes it for you all the time.
Oh yeah, I got to do it before I'm 30. I have to do it because of ABC. When you said you were given opportunities in Ottawa, why did you latch onto those people? What was it in them where you're like, oh.
Like-minded, successful, work hard. The hardest working people I've ever met in my life.
In a sense that they're... life is their work and their work is their
yes life. And they're champions. Yo, it's like, I hate this, like, I you know me, I don't gloat and I don't brag, but these guys are champs, you know what I mean? Our team is solid. Like, people just figure things out and move forward, and we don't care about prejudice, we don't care about stuff like that. We just own our craft, and I like being around people that own their craft. Anybody that I see serious towards something they're passionate about, I always have supported, and I'll always continue to support. You know, people that fake the funk, that's a different story.
What does that mean?
Like, you're pretending, you know?
Do you have an example? Like, what does that
mean? No, like, a lot of people, I just feel like sometimes get lazy, and instead of doing the actual work, they talk about doing the work more than they actually do the work. And a lot of times, it's counterproductive. You're just tricking yourself and wasting those hours. That's it.
You know what's crazy? Like, the type of work you do, and I see other people who are kind of in similar businesses. You rarely post stuff on Instagram of like, look at all this crazy shit I'm doing.
No.
But then there's other people who post constantly about, look at what I'm doing, look at what I'm doing. And it's not as impressive, but you can see they're kind of gloating.
Listen, like I said, to each to their own or whatever, but me, I just, like, if I post something about somebody else, I'm proud of their work. I love it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether that's my friends or people I work with or projects I've worked on, I just keep it real. Like, that's me. I don't know.
How come you haven't posted about this podcast?
I will soon.
After
this episode?
And only this one?
Yeah.
You seem like the type of person who hates to be bored. Like, you wake up. I've been here for a few days. You wake up. You are like a caged animal. You go back and forth, ranting, and then you get in front of your computer, and then you're focused and working on 10 things.
Yep.
That's how your day starts.
Yep, basically.
Is this because of that noise thing in your head where you just can't sit and like, I'm just going to, have you ever meditated? Is this thought even?
Meditate?
Yeah, like to What's sit that? And be like, I'm going to clear my mind.
No, I meditate differently.
Okay.
Yeah, I meditate when I do martial arts. I just, I don't know, man. I like the excitement of everything. I get excited about doing things.
Funny, this morning, I'm sitting at the counter. I have headphones in.
Yeah.
I just see a reflection, door fly open, you run out, just pacing. It's like, you didn't even transition from, you know, I just woke up, grabbed some coffee, you just blast out of that room.
No, it's time to go. Let's go.
Yeah, and until the minute we go to bed.
Hell
just
yeah.
Just a switch. You're like, okay, I'm done now.
That's how it is.
I didn't even see you get tired yesterday.
No, I don't know. What's his name? Post Malone has a tattoo that says always tired.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm like, kind of want to get that. But no, I just never get tired. I do, but I don't. I just keep it moving because, I don't know, I'm built like that because, again, the guys I work with.
So physically, you might be tired. Mentally, you just keep going.
Fuck it. Keep it going.
When you're going to bed, what are you thinking about? Is it work?
There's like music in my head. There's like, work, everything.
What's the biggest thing that stresses you out right now?
Just in the process of getting my paperwork to go move to another country, and that's kind of been a hassle.
What's going to happen when you move to that country? Is it opening doors? What's the point?
I just like it. I just wanted to like try different things. Like I like, for example, I went to Jamaica. I really love Jamaica, and I want to build a little home there and like have like a little vacation home there. Like I just like places. I don't like to be situated in one spot all the time.
Caged animal.
Yep.
So if you look forward like the next 5 years,
yeah,
do you see anything? Like, is there something specific you see? You're like, oh, that's got to happen.
64 Impala.
It's a Vicaro.
100%.
Why hasn't it happened yet?
Because I need to move somewhere that's sunny all the time.
Oh, and so there's no rust on the
exactly.
cars.
Exactly. That's the first thing I'm doing.
Anything else? Just the car?
The car.
All right, that's pretty focused.
Yeah.
Fun. Like, what's the thing that gives you the most joy besides work?
Just like, I like again, like, I like being with my extended family, like all my friends and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, my girlfriend, obviously. Like, I love chilling with her. I play a lot of video games.
Describe you.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yes. Like, I just throw out some adjectives.
Adjectives?
Alan is X. He's very Y.
I don't know. Honestly, like, I couldn't even answer that because there'd be so many words.
But there's got to be something.
Crazy, probably.
How would your friend describe you?
Crazy.
Troll. Okay, so once you get past the trolling.
Yeah, definitely crazy.
What else?
No, I'm very just focused. That's it.
So legit. Crazy. I don't think anyone would describe you as focused. Like I do now because I know how hard you work.
No, like focused on like the overall picture.
Okay. One comes up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, nuts. And you know everybody.
Yeah, man. I'm positive too. I love positivity now. I'm on a whole positive tip.
Like this morning when you were talking about the parades?
That's different. That's different. But when it comes to like pushing, like just helping people and supportiveness, I like that, man. Brings me joy. I'm not bullshitting. Like, I love it.
What do you hate about Toronto?
I don't like the city planning. Like, I think they're messing up with the city planning as far as traffic flow and construction and stuff like that.
Live as downtown as you can live.
Yeah, but there's still things you can prevent. Like, I expect traffic, but I don't expect stupid shit.
If you were going to leave Toronto, what would you miss?
I just miss, like, Tim Hortons for sure. 100% I miss Tim Hortons. The people here, obviously. Yeah. Like friends, culture, family, Toronto culture, everything. Like, it'll be different. But I'm going to come back and forth. Like I said, it's never stationary.
I want to know. Because you have so many stories, but you're being shy about them.
I'm not being shy about it at all, honestly.
You're being pretty shy about them.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Who is the most famous person you've ever met?
The Weeknd.
The context when you met him? It was like backstage somewhere?
No, we I work for his management.
What does meeting mean?
Meeting?
I said, yeah, who's the most famous person you met? You just met, shook hands?
Oh, no, we just chilled in backstage, yeah, like party. We were both at our boss, Sahal's wedding, like in Lebanon. That was fun and shit like that.
I remember once.
I'm a humble guy.
You're too humble. And I have to pull these stories out of you so I can brag to people I know at the office because I have that life. I remember a few years ago, we were in your other place.
Yeah.
You got a phone call. You walked away. I don't know if I remember right. You came back. You're like, you know who that was? I'm like, who? P. Diddy.
No, it wasn't him. It was Birdman.
Okay, all right.
That was fucking hilarious. That was awesome.
I think that's when it hit me. I'm like, oh, holy shit.
I was driving. I'm like, whoa, Birdman is calling me.
No, we were in the apartment. I'm sure there's a different story. Yeah. What's the craziest thing that's happened because of your career to you? Like crazy, like, oh, I can't believe I'm here.
Honestly, I got to shout out my boss, I would say, Sal, invited me to his wedding in Lebanon. And that was like...
I remember texting you.
Wow.
I was like, do you know who that is? You're like, yep.
No, but it was amazing because it was like, first of all, the fact that I got to go to a Middle Eastern country ever since leaving Iran awesome because I got to see that. And on top of that, I got to see it with basically the king of Lebanon, like legit, like that man is so respected and loved there. And it's amazing because he gives so much to Lebanon too. So it was amazing to see all that family, man. It was crazy. And that was like an experience of a lifetime.
You've been back to Lebanon since?
No.
No? Do you want to go back?
Fuck yeah.
Do you want to go back to Iran?
No.
Because of the government? Or there's just nothing there you care to see?
I don't even care. I'm done with that place.
What other countries do you want to go to?
Jamaica. Love Jamaica. I want to go to Iceland.
You haven't been.
Japan. I need to go to Japan.
Why?
It's like, for judo purposes, for martial art purposes, for the culture, everything.
But you were so much into like Shaolin Kung Fu. Why is China not on this list?
Because I went to China. China was the shit.
Oh yeah, you did go to China.
Yeah.
You went to Shanghai, right?
Yeah.
What was the best part about China?
The Mint Club in Shanghai. It was on the 24th floor of this building on the Bund in like the middle of Shanghai, private people only and like the shareholders only, some shit like that.
Okay.
Where you go in China and everyone's white. Imagine that.
Like all places. Your favorite part of China is where it's just white people.
No, it's like that's what the club was, but it was on top of like this crazy building and you oversaw the country. I was like, holy shit. But I loved going to eat, man. The food there was insane. The restaurants were insane. Like China was the shit.
What was the worst part about China?
Can everybody goes to bed at 12.
Normal.
No, it's not normal.
You thought China would be like 24/7?
22 million people in Shanghai. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you go to bed at 12 o'clock?
You end up doing when everyone's going to sleep.
Roam the streets because I know no one's mugging me. Like, you know what I mean? It's not a country of mugging. Like, no joke. They're peaceful people. Like, what's going to happen to you, you know?
So you were never worried when you were there?
Fuck no.
Do you have any worries before you went? Like, I've heard this about China. Like, did you have any things?
Don't do drugs in China.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like, would it be hard to get drugs in China?
No, man. Yeah, but like in China, they'll like hang you.
Yeah, the Asian countries are really...
They don't play around.
Japan too. You're going to be screwed if you go to Japan.
Yeah, no, they don't play around.
What advice would you have for people if they were going to China?
Yeah, like bring a Chinese guy with you. That would help.
I think there's one or two there.
Like, yeah, but believe it or not, not a lot of people speak English there.
In Shanghai?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like in a taxi, like I would have a piece of paper that just had my address on and I would always have to flash him that.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Now it might be different. Like they might have Ubers and stuff. Like in the restaurants, I would like have to point at the pictures. So whatever was good on a picture, that's what I'm getting.
You know, I have to do that here too. It's not much different at a sushi place. You still have to point.
Yeah, literally.
Were you in a situation where you thought, oh, this guy's going to take advantage?
In China?
Yeah.
No, not at all. Like there was no time for that. Like it was...
Why were you there?
I was there for clothing, like to find a clothing manufacturer. Made a bunch of winter jackets. How
did you even know to go to China? Did you have
I Googled them and was there next week. Literally.
You know that's how people like get their kidneys stolen.
And probably.
I saw X-Files.
No, they're harmless.
Okay, walk me through this. So you find a supplier. He's like, hey, our office in Shanghai.
Yeah.
Come meet us.
It's not even Shanghai. It was in Huanzhou. It was like 3 hours away, but you can get a bullet train from each city in like fucking 20 minutes.
Okay, so you email them and you're like, okay, I'm going to come down, see your stuff. They're like, yeah, come on down.
Yeah.
We give you best prices.
Yep.
And then you go down, meet them. They take you out to the factory or something?
Yeah, he took me to his factory, and his factory is his house too. And it's like his house is right there, and his factory is right there, and it was crazy. It was like just like a little factory.
And did you go alone?
No, I went with somebody else.
Okay, that's smart. Yeah. So you go, and he shows you the factory, and you're like, look how well we make clothes, and then you pick out clothes there? And then you're like, here's what I want. I want a logo here.
He's like, here's our designs, and make them. Literally. And the guy's like, all right.
So you just gave him the order there?
That's basically it, yeah.
Did you have to pay there?
No. I like the second I left, I like wired money and stuff.
Okay. And like, how did you know what you were doing? You weren't going to get screwed. You just went gut feel.
Figure it out.
No, but like you went gut feel. Like, okay, this seems like normal. He's going to show me stuff and then he'll ask for money.
Yeah, man.
Did
I don't know. Like,
a sample or anything?
Like, huh?
Did he send you a sample and then you place a big order?
No, I literally... Oh, like when I came back?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. He sent me one sample and then I'd like, then okay, send the rest of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made clothes for a while. Why did you start making clothes? And then why did you
start? Oh, because I hate it. There's nowhere to buy men's clothes at that time. And back then it was like graphic t-shirts were a big thing. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to design some and sell it. Why not?
And then why did you stop?
Because you need millions of dollars to have a successful clothing company and it's stressful as fuck.
Why do you need so much money?
Advertising.
And then it's stressful because you have all this like stuff you have to move?
Yeah, it's a tough business.
How do you think you did?
Not good. Like, good. It depends who you ask and what the expectation. I did all right. I'm not mad at it.
You saw some of the clothes you made, like, out in public?
Never. Not yet.
Really?
That was, like, 10 years ago.
Yeah, but even, like, 10 years ago, you never saw it?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay.
Yeah, all the time.
But you haven't seen it recently?
No.
Would it blow your mind if you saw it recently?
No, not really. Wouldn't care.
Like they're showing there was a tsunami in Thailand and you see some kid wearing
your shirt. That would fucking blow my mind.
That would be the best, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
If I see some, like, yeah...
That'd be the best advertising.
That says finagling is my hobby on his chest.
Yeah, that
while he's backstroking. That'd be amazing.
I'm trying to get these stories out of you because you've told me, but there's no easy way except to say, tell me the story of when you hung out with Tiesto, or tell me the story of when you hung out with the guy from Jersey Shore.
Well, the thing is, it's like, okay, but okay, for example, like there's no real stories. A lot of times it's just like I'm in the same room. And because business, we're just doing business. It's not like, let's go and hang out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ones that we just hang out with, that's a whole different thing. Like we're friends
yeah.
with those artists. You know what I mean? But a lot of the people, it's just business. But like the Jersey Shore thing, like with Vinny, like that was hilarious because we're at the club and here's a good story for you.
This
he's like,
Ottawa?
Yeah. And Ottawa, he's like, I'm like, yo, there's a bunch of girls that want to come home back with you. Like, what do you want me to tell them? And he's like, fuck that, bro. He's like, what are you doing tonight? I'm like, huh? I'm like, I'm just going to go home and probably play foosball or something. He's like, yeah. He's like, I want to come play some foosball. I'm like, all right. You know, I'm like, fine. So we took a bunch of people with us, a bunch of bottles we took back from the club. And we went to our house till 4 a.m. playing foosball against Vinny and destroying him, by the way.
Do you think there's any chance he was hitting on you?
No, man. He's mad cool. He was fucking cool as fuck. Because we had Pauly D before that. And that's when Jersey Shore was really yeah. popping. And Pauly D was cool as fuck too. So they knew each other, obviously, and they're like, yo, these guys are solid, and when you go to Ottawa, you'll have a good time.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
Have you ever been starstruck?
I think so, by like by accident. I can't really remember who anymore because it doesn't...
You're numb now?
Yeah, I'm numb to it, but I remember once or twice I've been, yeah, I was pretty starstruck.
What do you think is the most common misconception about like famous people?
That they're fucking somebody else, that they're not. Like, everybody's just a person. They wake up and shit just like you do. You know what I mean? Like their day consists of owning their craft the way you do. You might not own it the way they own it. And that's why they're at different levels. But every day you just like they get up, they watch movies. Like a lot of times I recommend to a lot of the friends of ours, like what shows and they recommend, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like normal people play video games and watch wrestling. And
it's so funny you say like they wake up and take a shit like everyone else.
Yeah.
Thought of like these crazy people, even Hitler. Just taking a shit and it like normalizes them, or like the scariest person they show in Al Qaeda, just like laughing at a joke. Like they're all just normal people.
They're normal, but fuck those guys.
No, okay, yeah, they're
yeah.
people.
Yeah,
but no. It or like George Bush or Obama or something. Like you elevate these people and then you like just think of them shitting.
Everybody's the same. We all have 24 hours in a day. Everybody sleeps, eats. I don't know. You know, brushes their teeth. Like everybody does that. You're the same. Everybody's the same. Just make use of your time. You know, that's the biggest misconception, is that they're all about the glamour. No,
they're not.
No.
Okay, this sounds like a good time to end it.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.